All right, we'll wrap up today with the University of Wisconsin and head coach Mark Johnson. Coach Johnson, are you here? Hi, Coach. Thank you for your patience. We'll let you start off with a few opening comments before turning over for questions.
Well, hopefully everybody had a good summer. I'm trying to figure out where the summer went as we approach another season. And as I think most of the coaches have stated or indicated, a lot of excitement within the league, and certainly our staff is excited about getting things going here Saturday with our first practice and a game against the Korean team. So it'll be the youngest team I think that I've had since I started at Wisconsin a couple years ago. I've been, I think, between my sophomore and freshman class, we have 16 players. So the excitement for us is to continue to watch the development of our sophomore class, and certainly a big part of what we're going to do this year is going to be dependent on our freshman class. So as they get more comfortable and try to build some confidence within the women's game at the Division I level, I think will be a big factor in what kind of season we have.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open up to questions.
Hi, Mark. Gary Santanello from the New York Times. First, congratulations to you and Michaela on finishing the triathlon. And two, I still miss State Street Brats.
Yeah, you could have been there. There were a lot of people sitting next to that establishment Sunday as we passed it four different times. My son Patrick also did it with us, and he probably was the number one star of the day because I'm not sure his training plan was as intense as a lot of the other athletes. So it was a good day, weather was good, and a couple great pictures as Michaela finished up the race.
Yeah, well done. Coach, in your, you know, since you've been in the leagues quite a while, what is the biggest difference in the players coming into the league now? Is it their skill level? Is it the fact that they play better competition? Or is it something else?
You know, they can ship those brats to you if you want. You know, you just have to call up and they'll dry freeze them and send you out so you can have them at your leisure if you'd like. If you like them that
much. I appreciate that.
Actually, my neighbor, he's now since moved, owns the establishment, so we can make something happen if you're really craving for one. I think the big thing is you know, the players are probably more prepared than they were, you know, 5, 6, 8 years ago from, you know, a couple maybe different parts of our game, you know, certainly the physical aspect of it and the understanding of what the commitment level is to play at a lot of our schools. And so, and then again, the numbers, there's more young ladies playing now than there were, you know, 5 or 8 or 10 years ago. And other coaches, they're getting good coaching, they're getting good competition. So as they prepare themselves to come into our league, they're much more prepared.
Mark, it's Brian Posick. I'm very hungry now.
Lunchtime.
It is. What's your plan in goal this year, Mark?
Presently, you know, we have four goaltenders. We added Kristen Campbell from North Dakota transfer, and so As with my comment earlier with a big sophomore and freshman class, the goaltending position is very similar to that. You know, Kristen played some games last year at North Dakota, was redshirted her first year. Nikki Cece, you know, played a handful of games for us last year, and the other two have not seen any playing time. So, you know, with a young goaltending group, you know, I think the early part of the season is, you know, kids are going to get an opportunity, and then, you know, you look at maybe one or two of them separating themselves, and as the season goes along, you continue to go down that path of separation and hopefully find someone that's number one, and if kids that are pretty good, you can alternate them. So as with a lot of our team, it's going to be work in progress.
Hi, Mark. It's Todd Molesky from the Wisconsin State Journal. I'm wondering if you can maybe put some context into the number of freshmen you have and just the newcomers, how much you're expecting out of them, especially you have some openings in the lineup this season, obviously, with departures and the, being the Olympic year. How important is their development going to be to get to where you want to be?
Well, our development's going to be, I think, the key to, you know, a big part of our team because a lot of them are going to get quality playing time and put in situations that if they're successful, I think as a team we'll be successful. So it'll be interesting to see our game Saturday. It'll be our first time that we have a full practice, and so from the coaching standpoint, you'll get to see some kids in game situation, which I think is really positive and good from the standpoint of if I can get them in competition, I get a better read on them. But, you know, they've had great experiences prior to getting to Wisconsin. They've had, you know, good opportunities to grow, and I think for most of them, they've been around all most of the summer working out and getting a chance to get to know their teammates. The one thing I like the early part of what we've got going here is the chemistry amongst our entire group. We've got great leadership. Claudia Kepler and Bailey Wellhausen will be our two captains this year, and I think we'll do an outstanding job of, you know, keeping people focused, keeping the team united, and really developing that chemistry, which will be very helpful as we go through the season. But all the freshmen are going to get a chance to play. You know, we have 12 forwards. We have 7 defensemen. So everybody's going to get a chance to play, and it seems to be the theme throughout the league is opportunities are presented, and see who grabs those opportunities and makes the most out of them.
Nicole has USCHO. You mentioned Claudia Kepler. The fact that the team named her as a captain this year after that redshirt season says a lot about her and how important she's become to the club before she even stepped on the ice. Can you just talk a little bit about sort of how she's fit in with you guys and what you've seen from her?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, her decision to move from her past experience into a new one, you know, for any player is difficult and challenging. And as you go through last year, as she did, you realize how difficult it is. You know, you get to practice every day, but you don't get to play any of the games. And for her, I think her impact on how she conducted herself last year from start to finish of our season was huge with the players, and how she kept her positive attitude and you know, throughout the year, and, you know, helped support her new teammates. And as we put together our leadership group, you know, I think it speaks volume that a lot of the returning players were, you know, leaning on her to be one of our captains, and, you know, giving her an opportunity to lead our team. You know, she's from, you know, the Madison area, being from Verona. You know, she knows some of the players are already on the team from prior to coming here. So she's a great kid. She works hard. I'm just excited for her to get a chance to play, you know, not only our first exhibition game Saturday, because it's been a long time since she's played a competitive game. And so as the season unfolds, I know she's going to be very excited to play and get out there and get back into the mix of things.
Mark Johnson, this is Kelly Schultz, Beaver Radio Network. How you doing, Coach?
Doing good.
Good. Say, how do you get such a young team back to that national tournament? What's your plan?
I'm not sure I'm thinking about that right now. I'm thinking about our first practice and what lines I'm going to put together for our game. And so I think every year's, you know, there's some similarities that you have a new group. This year's only difference is our new group is a lot bigger than we normally have. And so you work with the kids, you try to develop it, you take each practice, each weekend, try to gather some information and come back the following week and try to become better. And I think if you do that consistently over the course of the entire season, you know, by the end, you're going to be much better than the beginning. And, you know, this season, I think as a coaching staff, we're going to have to be a little bit more patient than maybe we had been in the past. But at the same time, I'm excited to watch these young kids develop and, you know, see what they look like in November and then again in January, and see if we've been able to, you know, do the things necessary as a coaching staff to put them in a position to become better as a individual player, and then as they do that collectively as a group, will become stronger.
Anything else for Coach Johnson? All right. Well, if there's nothing else, Mark, thank you very much for your time and your patience, and best of luck to you this season.